Blog Talk Radio.
Go out and get
I'm Minister James Willis, and my group New Praise, we have a brand new single called Free to Worship, and it's available on all digital outlets, so get your copy today. And now you're listening to A&A presents Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Tune in. Yeah, yeah.
Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Yeah, yeah. Brother Adam John.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Blazing the World Radio with your host, Wanda Adams. I am so excited about today's show. You should tweet, text, tell everybody to call in because this is the opportunity where you get some free tips. I have two of my favorite people on the line. I'm so, so excited. They're here to bless you, to empower you. I've been knowing these women for over many years. I mean, when I tell you they call at it, they call at it. So we're going to bring in our first guest. She hails from South Carolina. She's an author. She's a literary agent. She's a publisher. The girl is bad. So give us a Blazing the World welcome from my friend, Kimberly Cousins.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Yes, this is Kimberly Cousins, and I am the owner of Right Touch Publications. I've been a ghostwriter for pretty much about 20 plus years, and that's how I first met Miss Wanda when she actually owned Glow Magazine. So.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, we're going to have some fun with this, Kim. For people who don't know,
okay,
tell them who Kim is.
Tell them who I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't know who you are?
So, yeah, I've written several books for, so if you don't know what a ghostwriter is, essentially a ghostwriter is someone who writes the book for someone else. I don't retain the rights to the book. I just take the information from the author and I write the book for the author. So I've written several books for several well-known pastors and authors, especially in the Christian industry and some in the R&B and secular industry as well. And so essentially that's what I do, and I also do one-on-one coaching for new authors who are seeking to write a book, but they kind of need a little guidance on how to do that. So I do one-on-one coaching as well.
Okay. Now, you have written two books of your own, correct?
Yes, I have written a book called No, You're Not Crazy, Get Up and Get Your Happy Back. And I also have another book that's about to come out because people are constantly asking me, how do you write a book? So I have a book coming out soon entitled just that, How to Write a Book. So you'll be seeing that one come out as well. And, of course, me and Ms. Wanda, we did a book together called The Purpose-Driven Woman Journal.
Mm-hmm. And you can pick that up on Amazon. It's,
yes,
it's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Very inspiring. So what are some of the biggest mistakes, Kim, that a person makes when they start out to write a book?
Well, I think a lot of times authors tend to overthink it. If it doesn't sound right, you know, they'll start over or they procrastinate. Another one of the major mistakes that they make is trying to edit while you're writing. I always tell writers, while you're writing the book, just get the information down on paper and go back later and fix it. Because what happens is if you're overthinking it or you're trying to correct the mistakes while you're writing, it's going to cause writer's block. Writer's block is when you essentially just kind of sit down at the computer or your notepad and nothing comes out. You know what you kind of want to say, but it's not coming out because either you're overthinking it, you're too stressed out, or you're trying to edit while you're writing the book. And don't be afraid also to ask for help for those who have already gone through that journey as well.
Okay. Now, everybody wants to be on the bestsellers list. Everybody wants to be on the New York Times. There are things that a person that's writing a book that wants to make a major impact in the literary world What do they need to know?
Well, you just said it. In your question, you kind of answered it. The thing that they need to do is make an impact instead of trying to figure out how to land on the bestsellers list. Because most people already have their network. They have their audience. If you're a gospel singer, if you are a preacher or a pastor, if you're in marketing, whatever your skill is, you kind of already have your audience engaged in what you do. So you need to kind of cater to those who you already have engaged. Or if you have an idea, then you just need to figure out how to solve a problem. So if you're, let's say you're in marketing and people are constantly asking you about, you know, marketing, sit down and think about how you would like for that question to be answered and then write a book about it. So you're essentially just solving a problem. Think of how to solve a problem. That's one of the best ways to begin writing the book.
So what you're saying, they should have the answer while they're writing.
Yeah, have the answer, kind of have the answer in your head. And like I said before, don't overthink it, and don't put so much emphasis on being on the bestsellers list, because if you're still out there and you're engaging your audience and you're networking and you're still talking to people, you are going to make an impact, and that's the most important thing. You're using a book as a tool. So you may not always get – I don't think people often realize how difficult – notice I didn't say impossible, but I don't think people always realize how difficult it is to get onto the best sellers list. So oftentimes we get discouraged because we begin with all this zeal, saying, oh, I'm gonna be on the best sellers list. And when that doesn't happen, we become disappointed. But really you shouldn't, because you've already won half the battle by completing the project that you set out and the goal that you set out to complete, which is writing and completing the book.
Okay. Now, I know you and I have had this conversation. How important is the word count in a book?
So it depends on your target audience. If you're trying to get into the major retail stores and you want to cater to a general audience, I'm going to say no less than between 6,000 words is what your book needs to be. The mistake that people often make is thinking of page count. So they'll increase the size of the font and do all these other little tricks to increase the page count. But what you don't realize is when you submit a raw manuscript to a industry publisher, those publishers aren't going by your page count. They are going by your word count. So if you want to cater to the larger, like commercial publishers and things like that, you need to keep in mind the word count. And I would say no less than about 60 to 80,000 words.
Okay. How important are book tours?
Book tours are extremely important. And I will tell you why, because say you do get a book deal from one of the major publishing houses, even the publishers will tell you that no one can sell your book like you can. So oftentimes when we do get the book deal, we think because we have the book deal from the major publishing house that their large marketing departments and things like that are going to shovel progress of the book. And that is mm-hmm. important. You know, they will, you know, get behind you and do that, but they will also tell you that no one can sell your product like you can. So they will stress to you the importance of, you know, getting into bookstores and doing the book signings and keeping your book signing appointments, setting up your book signings with also some of the smaller mom and pop stores as well as the Barnes and Noble stores and the larger bookstores. And also during your speaking engagements, make sure you always have your product available to sell and to have book signings after, if you're a speaker, after your speaking engagements as well. So, yes, book signings and book tours, things like that are very important. So don't feel like once published, that's just the first step. The second step is making sure you let people know about it, that you continue to engage your audience and that you and that you're inviting them to your book signings and you're making it available and you're sharing your dates. So it's extremely important to have your book tours and to keep your book signings.
And how important, you know, I have received a lot of books, and I know how important is the graphics, your artwork, to what you're trying to present to your audience?
So this is the thing. A lot of people don't understand that, let's say I have books that I have self-published. However, I know that if I decide, okay, I'm going to go ahead and seek a book deal, if I submit that manuscript to one of the larger publishers and they say, okay, Kimberly, we're going to take your book. We want to give you a book deal. I already know that they're going to change the cover of the book because they know strategically what colors to make the book. So everything that they do is on purpose. So they're not like haphazardly just putting a cover on a book to say, oh, this looks good. It might sell. Everything with them is a kind of like an exact science. So if you're doing the book yourself, you also want to make sure you hire a graphic artist who is familiar with even if he doesn't know the exact science, you know, like the larger publishers do of, you know, what colors are in or what types of book covers are in, he or she should at least know the perfect, so to speak, cover, the back cover, where the barcode should be located. A lot of people don't know that if you don't have the title and the author's name on the spine of the book, most of the larger retail bookstores will not accept the book. So those are like kind of things that you would need to know before you decide to self-publish your book, because you don't want to self-publish and then you go through all this printing and then you try to get your book into the larger bookstores and they reject it because the cover is not formatted correctly or you don't have a barcode, you don't have an ISBN number. Things like that.
Well, explain, you know, I have a lot of people that call me that look for marketing for their books and they want to release it like now. What is the best time, Kim, to release a book?
I would say that unless you're someone like a Michelle Obama, I would not suggest releasing a book at the end of the year. Because what happens is, okay, let's say we release a book, I don't know, November, December. It has a copyright date of 2021. Now, come January, it's going to look like your book is already a year old. So I would suggest if it's near the end of the year to kind of wait until the following year. Research your trends, what's being released. And also, this is another thing I forgot to mention. This may be kind of like off topic, but when you were talking about marketing, people always say, well, how do I market my book? So especially if you're doing a nonfiction book, nonfiction is where we tell like a how-to or a personal story, a biography or something like that. You can kind of almost always take the topic of your book and pin it to a current event. Like my book, No, You're Not Crazy, Get Up and Get Your Happy Back. We're living in a time and a day where many people are going through depression. Now, I wrote the book several years ago, but now it's become relevant again because people are living in a state of depression and with the pandemic and things like that. And so I can use that and the material in the book to help people in what they are currently going through. And you will find as well, that you can oftentimes do the same with your books.
Now, if people need your service, or if they want to follow you, or, you know, they need consultation, how do they get in contact with you? I know they can call me.
Yes, of course. They can always call Miss Wanda. But, but yeah, I also have a website. It's Right Touch Pub, WriteTouchPub.com, WriteTouchPub.com. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram under the same thing, Right Touch Publications. So you can just inbox me or email me or go to my website, especially if you want one-on-one coaching, and I can kind of see what you're looking for and we can set something up.
Okay. Well, you know, you're the woman.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, you
well,
got
I mean,
it together.
I enjoy what I do. I've been doing it for, you know, 20-something years. Like I said, that's how you and I met, when I was writing some articles for your magazine. So I really enjoy, and I guess that's what it's all about. If you enjoy what you do, you can make a career out of it.
Amen. Well, Kim, I want you to stay on the line with us for a moment if you can.
I will.
I appreciate you. So remember that, you know, if you're writing a book, this is a lady you need to talk to. She knows what she's talking about. And sometimes we make the biggest mistakes because we don't get information. You know, we do things before we do our research. And remember, in all that you do, you need to have a budget. Writing the book, correct me, Kim, if I'm wrong, is the easy part. But if you don't have a marketing budget, if, you know, if you don't have a business plan, then you kind of shoot yourself in the foot. So if you are thinking about writing a book, or if you're in the middle of writing a book, or, you know, call Kim, you know, do a consult with her. You know, she's at the top of her game. Trust me on that. Now, we're going to play another song by Jonathan McReynolds, Moving On, and then we're going to bring in the radio diva herself, Norma DeShield. So bear with me.
I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages, glory to glory, from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, hey, I'm moving on, hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. Moving on.
myself, I'm bringing life to your parties. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a troubling. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying find me. Can't have too much on a diamond. My brother called me, I could count me. Told me we moving, I'm in Garvey. Yeah. Told me we moving, I'm in Garvey.
Frame my moving truck.
Gotta go.
Told me we moving, I'm in Garvey. Told me we moving, I'm in Garvey. Told me we moving, I'm in Garvey.
Welcome back to Blazing the World Radio Show. You were just listening to Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music, Moving On. That's one of my favorite songs. But now we're going to jump into the thick of it. Our next guest, Hell from Chicago, she's a bad sister. She does radio promotion. She's my friend. I call her the diva. So put your hands together and welcome Norma DeShiel.
Well, she didn't tell on herself. On, she's diva number two, so she can't say I'm just a diva. She's a diva too.
Hey.
That's how that goes.
Kim's a diva too. So, no, I say you the diva, I'm the boss.
Oh, okay. All right. That'll work. That will work. Well, hey, Miss Wanda Adams.
Hey.
And hey, Miss Kim. Kim, I would just
Hello.
Let me just say, can you hear me? Uh-huh.
Yes, I can hear you.
Ms. Kim, that was awesome information. So I just want to give you a big shout-out. I've already gone to your website. I've already liked you on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yes, that's great information. I wrote a book myself once upon a time, and I had traditional publishing, and I did self-publishing. And if I had known what you just said then, I would have gone much farther, but it did okay. But, you know, we could have did a little bit more. So thank you for sharing that, because I know that blessed a lot of people. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, you're
well,
welcome. Thank
people,
you so much.
I told people to tune in. Our queue is full. But I told the people to tune in because, see, you get some free tips.
Yes,
and you get
do.
A chance to correct the mistakes that you made.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very, very powerful, interesting show. But, Norma, tell the people who you are and what you do.
Well, hello, people. My name is Norma DeShields. I run and own DeShields Entertainment, which is a radio promotion and marketing company. We're in Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. Been here all my life. And my background comes from years and years of working in the music industry. I started off at a radio station in Chicago, and then I started working at various record labels after that. So, a lot of them, Motown, Virgin, Interscope, you name them, I worked for them. And I took that knowledge that I gained working in the music industry on the urban side and started working gospel music back in 2004 and launched DeShiels Entertainment. And we've been rocking and rolling. We're hanging in there. We're still here through COVID and all. So I help artists. Yeah, girl, it's a blessing. I help artists who have a recording project already done to get radio attention and exposure on radio, and then therefore they can help promote themselves more and get out there and make their sales and get recognition and get invited to perform and things like that. But my primary focus is just kind of focusing on getting them some airplay, which is very hard to do if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I think you and I met when you put your book out. And then you and I have also worked together.
Yes, worked together on so many projects. I don't even know where to start with that one. But yeah, we worked together because you did the marketing. Yeah.
We did Tom Delaney.
Yeah.
And we did Bishop Trotter. We did Kim Persons. We did David Spencer.
We did Lemmy Battles. Oh my
gosh.
We did Tanya.
Mm-hmm. Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Tanya Dallas Lewis. We've done a lot of artists together. So, yeah, so we do a tag team kind of deal where, you know, I focus on the radio aspect and you focus on the marketing and, you know, where you help get them bookings and get in press and do all that stuff. So they get a full-rounded promotion and marketing team.
And that's why I'm so excited about A&A, because you are A&A partners, and that's why I wanted to introduce you so that our listeners will know where to go to get the best help and the best guidance. Now, when a person is doing a single, what is the biggest mistake, Norma, that they make?
There's quite a few, but I think you touched on it, right? Huh?
I said the list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. But you touched on it right before you played the song after Ms. Kim spoke, and that was that they don't put together a budget. And the biggest mistake you make is not having the monies available or allotted to take the record where you're trying to go with it. You can spend all your money in the studio, but then once the record is made and you have no budget left, it's going to stay in the studio or in your bedroom or in boxes in your house. And you have to prepare for the long term if you really are serious about having a career in the music industry, because it doesn't just happen like you might think it happens. You know, we see a lot of things happen on TV, or we see artists that, you know, are doing well, and we think that they just made it overnight. It looks easy, but it's not, and it didn't happen that way even for them. So a budget is the primary mistake I see most artists make, is that they don't have the money to, like, bring on a team like us, or even if they bring us on and we can get them going, then you need to be prepared to travel. You know, if a radio station needs you to do an event, sometimes you have to get your own self there. Now, if you're a big artist, they'll pay for you to come. But until you become a big artist, you might have to pay for yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of aspects to what you see, the end result of all the big-name artists that you see out there that you know, are aspiring to be like. It takes a little bit of money and a lot of hard work and dedication. You got to really be committed.
Well, you know, one thing that I used to hate, you know, because, you know, in doing marketing, I would need to hear their project to see what I'm marketing. And when an artist will send you a CD that they burn, and then they write their title and the name of the song on a Sharpie and put it in a plastic cover.
Not good. That's not professional. That may be good to share with some people you want to critique your project that you know. You want to save your professionally produced records for, you know, selling or distributing to professional entities. But, you know, I always say if you're going to do a project, it has to be done in a studio with quality production, mixing, and mastering.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that you can do is have a fabulous song. I mean, and you can sing, your voice is a gift from God, and it's great, and then you do it, and it's poor quality. It's just going to get tossed. Well, it's probably not even going to get listened to. It's going to get tossed, though, if it does get listened to because of the poor quality. So you've got to invest in a high-quality production of your song or your album or your CD or your EP, whatever you're working on. It has to be done right. And a lot of artists miss that, and they may be the greatest singers, and they may have the greatest song, but if no one is going to hear it, it's kind of defeating your purpose. So you do have to spend the money for that. You have to, you know, this is an industry that is not kind, does not take kindly to people who don't put the hard work and time into it, because so many people want to be a part of it. So when you're competing with so many other people who want to have a hit song just like you, what's going to make yours stand out? And if it's not of a high-quality production, you've kind of cut yourself off at the knees before you even get started.
Well, one thing I learned, Norma, is that don't treat themselves as a business entity. Just like I think Kim can jump in, mm-hmm. and she can agree with this, is that, you know, you do a book or you do a CD or whatever, and you may sell a few of them, but then as soon as you sell them, you're at the mall, and you don't realize you need to invest that money back into yourself. You're
right.
No longer,
mm-hmm.
you know, just an artist. You're a business entity. And one thing that I tell people all the time, you know, people will say, well, my pastor likes my song. You know, my mama likes my song. Well, your pastor and your mama don't have a radio station.
Nope.
And
they're,
you know,
going to like it because they want to support you and they want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, encourage you. So
mm-hmm.
they see it from a rose-colored class. So,
well, just
because
you can sing in a church choir don't mean that you're ready to be an artist.
Absolutely. And that's a big distinction, too. Live versus radio are two different styles in most
mm-hmm.
cases. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you have to know the difference.
You do. And, I mean, I think that you should know the industry that you're getting into before you get
Absolutely.
Into it. See, a lot of artists and a lot of authors don't know the business industry. They just know, I want to write a book. Or, you know, I want to do an album. But they don't know that everything that the industry entails. And I want you to touch on, you know, there's no normal. We're not going back to where radio was. You know, now everything is streaming. So how important, in your opinion, Norma, is streaming?
Well, streaming is the new generation of music. I mean, it started years ago, but it's pretty much taken over.
mm-hmm.
I mean, just think back. If you think back, when was the last time you bought a full CD in a record store? It's been a while, and the primary reason is that most music is streamed. You can buy one song; you don't have to buy the whole CD now. And so, if you're not into streaming, or you don't know how to get involved in streaming, that's where you need to start educating yourself. What are the current trends for the future of the genre of music that you want to make? You know, whether it's gospel, whether it's urban Christian, pop, you know, all of it is primarily done via streaming avenues. You have so many of them now. Everybody pretty much has an account of some sort where they stream music, whether it's Amazon
mm-hmm.
Music, iTunes, you know, Spotify, whatever. You have a way to listen to music on your phone, on your computer, in your car, you know. So everything is streaming. You know, Sirius, XM is pretty much in all new cars now. So the thing you must want to keep in mind is you may not sell a full CD anymore, ever. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I bought a full CD. So every song has to stand on its own. Every song has to be ready to be marketed and promoted as a standalone song. And your streams have to be way up there to make the kind of money that you used to can make by selling a full CD. So you
mm-hmm.
have to learn that into the business. But it is pretty much the way to go. I mean, nobody else is just selling music out of stores. Music stores are going away. Because they just don't have an audience that comes in enough for them to survive. You know, so it's something that you really have to think about. Radio is one avenue, but there's so many other avenues, and so you have to get involved
mm-hmm.
in a lot of different things. Just like with, I'm sure, Kim, like podcasts are now becoming a way that people, I listen to most of my books on Audible, because I don't
right,
have time to sit
and
read.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and that's a way of book streaming, really. So
mm-hmm.
it's just
right.
something that we all have to kind of start getting used to, because it's not going to go away. It's going to only get
right.
more and more, yeah, more and more on that avenue.
Well, everything streams, and like right now, that's why I remember a time where internet radio, BDS didn't support it. Now
right.
BDS does, because that counts as streams. So
absolutely,
you need to know the business, and that, you know, everybody like you said, you know, in your car, most cars don't even have CD players. You know, my cars, I don't have them. You know, everything is Bluetooth. And so I was talking to a gentleman in Best Buy, and he said one of the things that's going to happen in the next couple of years, just like when you can go into the store and you see where they have Olive Garden cards and, you know, gift cards for Cracker Barrel, gift cards for Red Lobster, or gift cards for Martin's, they're going to start putting the download cards in there. So that's going to be very important, and there's a different criteria. So you're going to see that where you can walk up to where the card kiosk and you can see those digital cards. But here's the thing about it. If they don't move, it's going to count as a return, and that's going to hurt you too.
Right, and so there's so many different aspects of the music industry. You really need someone who knows it, but you also need to educate yourself. I recommend, because this has helped me a lot with my writing, Kim, I take a lot of, there's that website, the Masterclass, where you can get all these different successful people that teach you different things. And so I have Masterclass. It was a great investment. And I, you know, I download all of the classes from top authors, and you know, it has tremendously helped me a lot because they tell you how they do it from start to finish. They give you tips how you know to best go about it. There's a lot of recording artists on there, actors, just anything, cooking. So you once you have the Masterclass account, you can download anything. So you can start with something as simple as that, getting involved, get a Masterclass account, and then just listen to the different classes that are taught by the people who have done it and are sharing with you because they want to give back. And education in this arena and in any arena that you want to make a mark in is key. Yes, you need the talent and the skills. Some skills can be taught. Others are gifts, you know, that you need to have. I would never say, every time I tell people I was in the music business, it's so funny. They always say, oh, you sing? No, baby, and you don't want me to sing.
I know that's right.
There's more, there's so much more to the back, behind the scenes in most of these different industries. So you have to educate yourself. You need to know. You need to know what makes a good producer. Every producer is not good for you. Because whatever producer you get, he's kind of in control of your project and how it ultimately sounds. And then you need to know how to have it mastered properly. And so there's so many things. I wrote a little e-book, I don't know, a long time ago, about 10 years ago. I don't know. I think it's still on Amazon. Yeah, it was called 7 Steps to Recording Success. And I threw that little e-book together because I got the same problems over and over and questions from so many aspiring artists. And so I said, well, let me just do this. And if people want to download it, it was like $10. And, you know, it's something to help. But do your homework, do your research, because we don't have enough time in this show to go through everything you need to know. But the main thing is it's going to cost you some money, and it's going to take some research on your part to find the right studio, the right producers. You know, then once you have it mastered and mixed and mastered, you've got to get it distributed, so you got to go through either CD Baby or, you know, iTunes. Someone has to distribute your product. That's the only way you're going to get the barcodes and everything that you need and get the codes that track it. So when someone pulls it up on Pandora or Amazon Music, the code has to be in there so that picture comes up, you know, on your console and the name of the song. All of that is a process. And so all of those little tidbits are in that little booklet. But those are things you can do your research. You know, you can go to CD Baby, see what their requirements are, you know. And then, you know, things that you need to know, like how long a song should be. Radio, I can tell you right now, is not going to play nothing over 4 minutes. So,
absolutely.
You know, you have to have a radio edit. If it's longer than 4 minutes, you can have the version that people buy can be 7 minutes. But the version that you want to give airplay on has to be no longer than 4 minutes. And little things like that you'll need to know. And you can work with somebody like me or Wanda. We can help you through that. But some of the things you would really benefit from by knowing that stuff up front, because you'll save yourself a lot of money and a lot of time. You know, I hear horror stories, Wanda, about people that go into a studio and they'll spend $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 to do a recording because it's by the hour. And they're in there a long time, and because they don't have everything set up prior to getting there, so they can keep those hours short. And or the people that run the studio just take advantage of them because they know they don't know what they're doing. So either way, you spend too much money in the studio, and then you have this project that you don't know what to do with when you're finished. And it's not the studio's responsibility to help you get it distributed and airplay and all that. So they just be like, thanks, write me a check, see you later. And so just take the time, if you're interested in making music, to learn the craft from the inside out, not just the stage performance and the singing and the vocal training and all that, but how the business works, because you are a business when you become an artist who's out there trying to make money and sell records and do shows. You are a business. Okay. I think I've fussed enough.
Oh, no, you really haven't, because, you know, it becomes a headache for us. One of the things I tell artists is, you know, after they come out the studio with the producer, you shouldn't have the same person mix and master your song. You need to get one person to listen to it and to mix it, because they're going to catch the imperfection that the producer missed. And then the person that mastered, he's going to pick up the imperfections that the mixer missed. So if you have the same person doing the stuff, you know, you're not going to have great sound quality.
Right. Right.
You know,
you need multiple ears.
Yes. Because, you know, we've listened to some music that sound like they made it in their kitchen.
Yeah. I've had some bad ones. Miss Kim, I'm telling you, I know you see bad manuscripts. We hear bad music.
I do. Absolutely.
Well, I've sent her a couple of them. I sent her, and she'd be like, what in the world? Wanda, what is this? And I said, well, that's why I sent it to you. We need to redo it. And then, you know, it's a funny thing is that authors and artists get upset when you tell them they need to redo their work.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get upset, people. We're only giving you advice to help you be successful. It is not to hurt your feelings. It is not to make you feel bad. It is to help you, because we know what radio will play. Kim knows what books publishers will publish and people will read. And so when you bring us on for our professional opinion, please don't take it the wrong way if we need you to fix some things in order to get you where you're trying to go. Always, don't be thin-skinned. Always be able to take constructive criticism and use it to better the project. Because in the end, we all, Wanda and I, and I'm sure Kim as well, we don't want to take on a project that we can't really promote, because that makes us look bad. You know, we have a reputation too, just like you have a reputation. So if you take on a project and it sucks, radio people are going to say to me, why are you sending me this crap? And then they don't trust me, so when I send them something really good, they be like, oh, this is from Norma. Well, she sends us junk all the time. We don't even want to listen to that. So we don't want to do it, and we're not going to do it. But we will help you if we think it has, you know, potential. But you've got to be, you know, a little pliable to go in and do the work that needs to be done to get it to where we can work it and really, you know, do something for you. So.
And the best way to do it is to contact us before you start or when you have a scratch. So, you know, one of the things I do is I test it. You know, if we're in it in the beginning, then we can make it more successful for you. And, you know, and it takes some longevity. You know, you just can't do 3 months and expect to be in the top 50. You got to hang in there, because it depends on the season. It depends on, you know, if the well-known names are out there. I mean, you know, you're competing, and especially around award times, you know, everybody is, you know,
Trying to push their project
out there. And doing sponsorships and that kind of stuff. So you got to realize all those things are a major factor. Well, Ms. Norma?
Yes.
Tell the people where they can find you out. They can call me, of course, because these are our A's. What are you laughing at me?
This has been fun. Well, they can find me. So I'm like Kim. I'm on Facebook under DeShields Entertainment. And let me spell DeShields because everybody messes it up for some reason. It's DeShields, like Shields with a D-E in front of it. So it's Norma DeShields. So DeShields Entertainment is also my website, DeShieldsEntertainment.com. And they can email me at NormaDeShields@iCloud.com. And you can just, you know, shoot me an email, say, you know, I would like you to just check out my project if you have it done or if you're in the middle of it. And just, or just say, contact me regarding a recording project, and I will get back to you within, you know, 24, 48 hours and just see what we can do. But, yeah, don't get out there and mess yourself up.
Yeah, they do that all the time. And, you know, I want to let our listening artists know, these two women are cold. They're good at what they do. So you want to take advantage of what they just share with you. You want to contact them so that you can, you know, the whole thing about doing a book or doing a album or CD, I don't recommend EPs anymore because, you know, there's no distribution deals. There's no full-fledged label deals. So, you know, you can do an album with 8 or 9 songs. So, you know, you don't need 12 or 14. So, you know, you have to know what you need to do. So you can contact these ladies, and they will guide you and make sure that your projects are successful. So I have a very special – I'm going to give a shout-out to my friend. So, hey, Big Head.
Who's Big Head?
he knows.
Okay, hey, Big Head. Then I'll say, hey, Big, I thought you might have been referring to me or Kim. I'm like, are we Big Head? It's Kim.
No, you're not Big Head.
Okay. Hey, Big Head.
You know, I like to cut up. You know, that cut up spirit comes out every now and then. So we're winding down. We're in the last 5 minutes. So, Kim, I'm going to give you, do you have any last words that you would like to say?
I would just say for everyone to, if you're considering writing a book, just be encouraged. Most things are fixable. Like Ms. Wanda said, if you just reach out to us beforehand and we can kind of guide you through it and show you how to fix it. So don't get frustrated. Just get help.
Yep.
All right. Norma?
Well, I ditto. What Ms. Kim just said is that if you feel like you want to really get into singing and want to have a music career, then that's an awesome, awesome idea that you should really follow through on, especially if you have the vocals and all that. So really learn the craft, reach out to us so we can kind of guide you if we can. But basically, go for it. No, don't let anything stop you from your dream. It's there because I'm going to be calling Miss Kim because I'm working on a novel now, and I'm going to have her help me out. So we all need
help.
All
right. I know, right?
Yes. And I got a couple of books still on Amazon. She's going to see. I'm going to see what else I can do with them. So, you know, I'm going to be reaching out for her help. And then, hey, we help each other. That's what it's all about.
And they are part of their partners in A&A Management Firm. So, you know, you can reach me and I'll put you in direct contact with them.
And how do we like reach you, Ms. Wanda? What's your information?
You call Big Head, no?
I know. Help
you
her. Help
Head.
Her, Ms. Kim. Pray for her.
Right. No. You can, you know, I'm everywhere. I have multiple sites. You know, you can reach me at marketingministry@live.com. That's my email address. I have Marketing Ministry LLC. That deals with artists. I have A&A Management, which is what we do for churches and ministries and Christian organizations and that's where, you know, Norma and Kim come to play. So, I mean, you know, I'm not hard to find. I always tell people, you know, I can't have no warrants because you can find me in a minute.
Yeah, so, stay right.
Oh, you know, I'm going to be right. But, you know, that's how you reach me. But I appreciate you, ladies, so much.
We appreciate you, too.
Appreciate you as well.
And so I know that this is our season. This is our time. And 2022, we're going to take it over. They're going to hear our name and see our
that's
faces
right.
everywhere. We're going to take it
right.
by storm. Because
yes,
you got
we are right. a quiet storm.
No, ain't nothing going to be quiet about it. We're going to tell them to move on out the way. We coming with it.
That's right.
Because we're unstoppable women.
Yes.
And I know that God is up on us. You know, I'm going to stop cutting up. But, you know, God is with us. He has kept us this far. And even through, you know, you say pandemic, I say plague, God has still kept us, and we're still moving on. We're still blessed and highly favored.
Yes, ma'am.
So I thank God for that. I thank you, women. You know, I love you to life. And I'm going to have you back, and we're going to do some video streaming, so, you know, your hair got to be whipped.
Okay, I'll go to the beauty shop.
Yeah. Oh, you always go to the beauty shop. And Kim does too. You know, y'all know how to command a room. So, you know, we're going to do some streaming so people can ask questions live. But I'm just about out of time, so I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and to bless my listening artists. And so you can always reach me at 678-602-6520, marketing ministry at live.com, or aandamanagement.com. So that's how you can reach me. You know, I'm all over the place. God has given me great vision. And these ladies they're not hard to find either. So we thank you for listening. We love you to life. And until next Thursday, you be blessed. And so I'm going to close out the show with a little bit of one of these songs. You know this guy, Norma, and you do, Paul. Y'all have, Kim, y'all have seen him perform. But we're going to do a little Paul Porter. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Here we go.
So that I know my Redeemer lives. So that I know my Redeemer lives. I can feel every day along my way, oh Lord, I know my Redeemer lives. Yeah, again, I know my Redeemer lives. Y'all give me a happy now. Is there anybody else?